So as we bring these days to a close, bring your energy now more centered into your being, into your body, and just close your eyes for a couple of moments. Take some breaths. And be aware of the blessings that Spirit gives you just by your being here. The blessings in your life that facilitate your arrival at the door. You're taking your seat in the chair. And how wonderful that is that we live in this time and place and space where we are allowed, we are encouraged, and we are excited to be together. And that Spirit and the entourage around us surrounds us with arms of love. And just let yourself feel that. And know that when you leave, you take that with you. Those arms of love. That beautiful energy in your heart, in your whole beings, that has been reawakened, recalibrated, reinitiated into the divine you, the deeper remembering of the places where that lives, and bringing it to the now, bringing it into your life so that you walk forward into this new year with that unfolding in front of you. The light of God shining your way on your path. The arms of the divine around you. And your own knowing of the truth and the power of who you are. Of who you are as loved.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I speak again, yet you're my partner. At the end of a day of intensive information, gathered before me are those who have been through the processes, the learning. And in those processes and in those learning times have been ideas and concepts presented, which are new. Often they're new because they fly in the face of what has been. They tend to rewrite what you learn. That in itself should tell you that we are dealing with new energy. And I say we because I am here. Again, the difference between you and I in some ways is great and some ways is not. For the seed that is in me that you would call God is in you. I have never been a human, always standing on the outside as an advisor, which is what I wish to do. There is benevolence in all things if you look for it. But I'll say this again, you're the worker. Today's information has been about how to find that which is the bridge to the eternal soul. And in the human body, we have told you that the bridge exists in many ways, but the one that is the greatest is that elusive one called innate. And we've given you some of the ways that are just beginning to get to it. And they're the practical ones. You might even call it its spiritual survival. It's the beginning. It has to do with health, well-being, youthing. All of these things are the beginning of a human race which is going to change. Very slowly, but it will change. There is adoration, elation, the celebration on my side of the veil. And it's there because of what we see, we have seen before. There is a pattern here. Not to become too strange or esoteric, but dear ones, you are eternal. And you don't even know how eternal you are. You're ageless. You existed before you existed. You're in a circle that is never broken. You were here before the universe. You were here before the first universe, before this universe. That is how old. And yet in a circle there is no linearity. That is how old. At some level, listen, at some level, what is inside you at the cellular level, which you call Akashic remembrance, goes beyond this planet. At some level, some of you are starting to awaken to Akashic wisdom. You're not afraid of death. Some of you realize that death is an opportunity for youth, and you like it. That's wisdom. Some of you are beginning to remember what is happening on the planet. That is wisdom. You're not afraid of it. You're realizing you've experienced it before. Here we go again. Pray, Spirit, for this. That is the wisdom we have. There have been those who have noticed this is an 11 day. It is the 11th of the month, 1/11/2015. Added together is an 11. And when you see that, you cannot help but say, look, 11/11. And that should mean something to you, a wink from Spirit that said, all is well. It really is. Better than you think, no matter what news you get. Blessed is the light worker who plows forward in a difficult time with joy, expectation, intent, and peace. You don't let the things around you, which are real, then temper the spiritual reality that is grander and greater than that which is on the news. 11 in any numerology means enlightenment. It is the light, the first master number that exists. The master numbers and their definitions, if you have not noticed, respond to the evolution of humanity. And what are you told is the first thing that happened? Let there be light, illumination. What is the second thing? The creation story, that which is duality. That's the 22. The third, 33, that of the compassion, it begins. Moving toward 44. Which has not yet been defined. Illumination, dear ones. It's a day to celebrate the light. We told you yesterday something we will then now complete. We told you that Spirit does not measure time like you do. It is not calendar-based. It is not clock-based. It is energy-based. And it is often then guided by the cosmos, the energy around you, the consciousness around you, the stars, the solar system, the things that influence you, your DNA, your consciousness, all is part of our clock. Now, what is going to happen in the future based upon our clock? You may have noticed that 2013 seemed to slop into 2014 in the recalibration department. At the end of 2013, all did not then get well. It continued for some, it healed for others, and others didn't feel it at all till the middle of last year. When time-wise is the recalibration going to end? It's a good question, and so we're going to give you this answer. There is no end to the word recalibration, since all of you are unique. I want you to understand this. Let us say a younger soul in a few years starts to learn what you know, and the energy becomes aware to them. They're going to go through recalibration in 2018. So how does that stand when you recalibrate and you say, when are we finished? So what we have to say is a generality for the oldest of souls. There is a release of the recalibrating energy for the oldest of souls coming shortly, very shortly. We are going to give it to you and tell you that it is based upon our clock, on the energies of the potentials we see and that of the stars. It is in mid-April. Now, if you go looking for this in astrological terms, you may find something or nothing. If you look for it in quantum astrological terms, you'll see it. And I've said that for someone who is here who knows what I'm talking about. It's good news. It also gives you a hint on how we measure that which is time. There's a number of these steps that occur, and it's almost like they are invitations to open and close certain kinds of energy dispensations, some short, some long, and some of them have nothing to do with the clock. They have to do with where the earth is in its trip around the sun, which then asks the question, what are the energies involved with the sun, and how does the sun then do its part in this system of energy? It's beautiful. It's benevolent, if you want it to be. I think the greatest thing, however, that we have introduced to you in these last years is something that is troubling for many, releasing for others, pensive for many. I'm going to describe it very briefly and then we close. We have said over and over that human consciousness is based upon what you understand and you realize from birth. That there is no judgment of this. In fact, it makes total and complete sense that you are a three-dimensional society. Now, if you want to look at semantics and you want to look at the great scientists who brought you relativity, you may have four dimensions. So we use the word 3D as a word that means you're linear. You are. This is all you've had. And all of your lives, you put one foot in front of the other. You go to the next square on the calendar. Your verbiage, your thinking, even that which is spiritual, has to be based in something that is comfortable for you, that you understand. The most esoteric thinking is still linear. The most intellectual of you that would be proud of how far out you can be is linear. You discuss different dimensions and you give them names and numbers. That's funny. You don't even know what you're talking about. Let's all number the degrees of love. Write them down and pencil them in and draw the lines. That's funny. You're still linear. And now it stops. One of the greatest things that is changing with the human mind is the release of linearity. The understanding that you can go beyond singularity, beyond that which is counting, beyond that which says, in order to get from A to B, you have to put one step in front of the other. There are those who are saying, I think A and B are the same. I can be in both at once. And then there will be those who will say, what are you talking about? And the answer is, I have just stepped out of linearity. And I will tell you that anyone who is thinking those things has indeed stepped out of linearity. There's an irony, the quantum physicists have known it all along, that there is a reality that you don't have, that they look at when they look into their places of smallness and take a look at matter itself and how it behaves and what it does. They see it. A reality that is not linear, that behaves in ways that are odd and unusual to you. There'll come a time when you take a look at the different realities that you have, and you'll look at the one that you have now as being ancient, old, and quaint. No one thinks that way anymore. The main one for an esoteric spiritual person is the one that I will bring up now. How do you find truth? How do you define it? The word truth. Tell me about the concept, and I will give you linearity 101. Because humanity looks for truth, and to them, it means there is one thing called truth. Everyone is seeking the one thing called truth. You may have noticed something. 25 years, we never gave you the rules of a doctrine, did we? Never. 25 years, we never told you, think this way, think that way. We told you that free choice was king, didn't we? Now, as we become more elegant, and the transformation into non-linearity is becoming more real, you get to know a grander truth. This will not sit well with many. There is no such thing as a singular truth. How can there be one truth for 7 billion unique souls? How is it possible? And yet you look for it. Spiritual common sense will laugh at you for doing this. You will look back and laugh at yourselves. And yet you are designed in this way to look for one thing to grasp on that everyone else can grasp on, and that one thing will then be your salvation of peace and joy and energy and health and youthing. It doesn't exist. What if I told you that the truth is in 7 billion parts? That each of you have a piece of it. Take an old soul who has been here 1,000 or more lifetimes, who has had shamanic energy, who has studied the stars, who is wise beyond their years on the planet. Whether you remember it or not, this is not important. I'm talking about what's in you, in your DNA. You carry around the wisdom of the ancients, of the ancient. Part of you still remembering perhaps other worlds. Now hold that thought, and that's you. Now here comes a person that has had 5 lifetimes. They carry around a fraction of what you do of their life on earth. Now how does it posture their personality? They are less apt to have the wisdom you do, less apt to believe the things you do. Could I say something? Is it possible that your grand, elegant, multidimensional truth would be wasted on them? They're not ready for it. So they would have a smaller truth that works for them. But their truth will still allow them to connect to God in an elementary way. Beautiful it is. And God loves them the same. Yours, way beyond that. Been there, done that. You are on to things that are so much more advanced. Now, I want to ask you, who's got the truth? Do you see what I'm saying? There is no one truth. But there is one God. And there is one Spirit. And there is one universal love. And when you mix these together, we invite you to find the grandest truth of all, and that will be yours. Not what my partner gives you, not what your neighbor gives you, not what your church gives you, but one that is intuitive, designed for you because of the years you put in crossing that bridge to God. Now, this is a specific multidimensional information point for you. It's critical. If you do not pass this understanding, there is a tendency for you to be stuck looking for the one truth, which, by the way, has gotten humanity into a lot of trouble, if you've noticed. Time to break the paradigm. Is Christianity correct? Absolutely. Is Buddhism correct? Absolutely. Is Hinduism correct? Absolutely. Does Islam have a place in this? Absolutely. The love of God, when refined, for the souls that need it, will cling to a certain kind of paradigm. And God will be there, and healing will be there, and you think will be there for the souls that need it. And it's all correct and true. But Kryon, can you give us some kind of a guidance of perhaps like where we're headed or what to look for? Or, you know, it's so crazy and scrambled up. What do I do? What do I look for? I will give you the answer. You look for love. Period. You look for love and compassion in any belief system. You'll find it at the core. Go where it feels comfortable and move forward. And you'll be honored for it. Look for love. The dark cannot be represented for long as accurate or true because there is no love and there is no compassion and this earth knows better. Welcome to a new paradigm, common sense and reality. Some of you got this. Some of you have no idea what I said. And all of that is appropriate as well. Every single human has his or her own path of discovery in your own time, in your own way. You are blessed for it. My only request, if I may have one, please don't stop seeking. Please don't despair. Please do not think that it's over simply because of somebody who says something. A request. Because I've been here before, and so have you. And so it is.